You're listening to SBS News.
It's been Victoria's and Australia's deadliest day of the pandemic. Victoria has registered 459 new cases of COVID-19 and 10 more deaths. The youngest fatality is a man aged in his 40s. Premier Daniel Andrews says the latest cases underline the need to obey government restrictions, including the requirement to wear a mask. Mr. Andrews says most Victorians are complying, but he's not happy with some who are refusing to wear face coverings and posting videos of themselves on social media, agitating against the requirement in encounters with police and retail workers.
If you're just making a selfish choice that, you know, your alleged personal liberty, quoting some, something you've read on some website, you know, this is not about human rights. Well, there's 10 families that are going to be burying someone in the next few days. Wear a mask. It's not too much to ask.
20 fines of $200 each have been handed out to people in the state for not wearing masks in the last 24 hours. The major concern in Victoria is the outbreak in aged care homes, with 560 cases. 78 cases are linked to St Basil's Homes for the Aged in Fawkner, and 82 cases are linked to Estia Health in Ardea. Mr Andrews says infection and death numbers are still far too high, and it's too early to make decisions on whether the current lockdown will be extended beyond the middle of August. Australia's Deputy Chief Health Officer Nick Coatsworth says Victoria's reapplied restrictions have at least stabilised the infection numbers.
Those numbers are not doubling on a week-by-week basis, that we have reached a relatively steady state for the moment of numbers between about 350 and 450 per day. This certainly reflects the effect of some of the initial restrictions that have been brought in.
The president of the Australian Medical Association in Victoria, Associate Professor Julian Raitt, says while those daily numbers are steady, they're not falling fast enough, so a harder lockdown is needed.
I don't think there's any other option but to go a bit harder. I certainly agree with the additional measures, including masks. I think that they can reduce the risk of infections being spread by about 70% or so. But nevertheless, it's going to take a whatever it takes approach, I think, at this point to actually get on top of the multiple outbreaks that are occurring all across Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire.
155 Australians have died from COVID-19, 71 of them in Victoria. In New South Wales, there's been another 14 cases. Six of these are linked to the Thai Rock restaurant cluster in southwestern Sydney. And a staff member at a second Thai Rock restaurant in Potts Point has also tested positive to coronavirus. Another four are linked to a cluster relating to a funeral held last weekend in Bankstown. The only other Australian jurisdiction to record new cases of coronavirus is Western Australia, with two people from overseas in hotel quarantine. Western Australia Premier Mark McGowan has criticised Clive Palmer, who has told the Sunday Times newspaper the pandemic is a media beat-up. That comment comes on the eve of action in the federal court, where Mr Palmer is challenging Mr McGowan's closure of Western Australia's borders. And he's also taking the issue to the High Court. Mr Palmer claims the closures are contrary to Section 92 of the Australian Constitution. Mr McGowan says Mr Palmer is dangerous and is warning the state opposition not to support him.
Look, he's a menace. He's a menace to Australia. And I just say to the Liberal Party, don't support him in the High Court. It's wrong. We're seeing the deaths now in Victoria. We don't want that to come here. You know, I do a lot of travelling around. I go to lots of cafes and shopping centres and street walks and businesses and schools and you name it. I'm yet to have anyone say to me, tear down the border. Everyone says, keep us safe, get our economy back within the borders and bring it down when the time is right. But clearly that is not now.
And you can keep up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.